Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross the river. I want to be free from sin. Oh, oh, oh. I just want my name written for God. Written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah, yeah. And when this life is over,
thank you.
To the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have you all today. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll get us started for the week with a word of prayer. And meanwhile, maybe Evangelist Renee will find us a scripture. Thank you. At this time, we're going to hear from Pastor Bill, and then we'll hear from Evangelist Renee.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. That's what we want to hear him say. My good and faithful servant, well done. The script I like to share is coming from 1 John, the 5th chapter, and verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for another day, thanking you for this broadcast, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor who is teaching the word of God, Father God. And we are thankful for the listeners that are listening by internet. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive your word. Father God, we ask that you would just help us all to be on one accord. Help us to be willing to learn and to listen, Father God, and then meditate on the word day and night. Lord, bless all those who ask us to keep them in prayer, be with the sick and the shut in. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. And Lord, we know you're working things out for our good because we love you. And we're thankful that we know you, Father God. Help us to be lights to bring others to you, that they too will learn the true word of God. Lord, we give you praise in all things. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. And we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll be so kind to give us a scripture.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to give you a sandwich here. Not that bad. Okay. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and the desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Amen. I'm not sure where that is from. Let me go check. Right. Maybe. And I like this. Okay. It's verse 25 here. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit, leading in every part of our lives. Amen. And I would like to say, in there we're going to put, by his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And our God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We're talking about developing godly thinking. And, you know, God really showed me something here, and I'm going to share this with you all. Man, I never knew this exists like that. You remember back there in, well, even Jesus said it too in Matthew 22:37. We'll go there. But when God gave the commandment, I mean, why did he do that? God didn't want us to obey him like people think, or, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. Is that why God gave us the commandment to love him? In Matthew 22:37, I'll just read this and then we'll get into it. In Matthew 22:37, it says, Jesus said unto him that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Hallelujah.
Amen. One second here. I wasn't sure which translation Pastor wanted me to read it out of it, but okay, I got you now.
What'd you say now?
I said I wasn't sure if you wanted me to read it out of the Message Bible, but I have it now, Pastor. Okay, 22. And verse 37, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. Amen.
Jesus had to answer them, and the reason he answered those Pharisees is so that they could see what God, well, let me throw them Sadducees in there too. Because he had to put them to silence. That's what he had to do. And in order to do that, he had to tell them what the Word of God said. So when the lawyer asked him the question, trying to tempt him, saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Now, they all knew what Exodus said. Jesus said, well, the first commandment, or Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And what we're going to deal with this week, brothers and sisters, we're going to deal with the word Lord, and we're going to deal with the word love. See, because God showed me love in a different light. Now, God said the only reason I told you in Exodus, the first commandment is to love thy God. So I said, well, why? The Lord said, because I want you to be like me, and I'm love, and if you can't get like me, you'll never understand me. So you're going to have to develop love. Well, y'all ain't heard that yet, but you'll get it this week. Trust me. When he says he command us to love, God wanted to be in covenant with us. And in order to be in covenant with us, even our finite mind, trying to understand an eternal God that has a love go beyond understanding, God said, here's going to be the common denominator so we can be equal, so we can be on the same playing field. Y'all ain't hear me yet, but you will hear this week. Love is the common denominator. He says, if they'll love me, then I'll love them. But they can't love me. And then he said, I first love them anyway. And I'm going to show y'all that in the scripture this week. But here's the key. You got to make God Lord. You got to make God Lord.
Yeah.
So we're going to deal with that this week. Remember what Jesus said? I want y'all to hear this. Hear it like you never heard it before. Hear it like it's the first time. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. The Lord. Well, wait a minute. I thought the Lord and God were the same.
All right now.
See, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. So, and then he tell him how to love him and what to love. You want to know what the commandment is? God want us to love the Lord. The Lord is Christ, brothers and sisters. I'm just going to cut through the chase. The word Lord really means master, ruler, controller, superior. Before this week is over with, when you start talking about the word Lord, it has some 7,000, right at 8,000 times it's mentioned.
All right.
I find that interesting.
Yeah.
8,000 times the word Lord is being pronounced into the atmosphere. Why? What's the significance? Well, we want to get into that this week. Because, you know, the word Lord really means rank. It means power. It means influence. It has so many meanings until you want to make sure you got the right meaning. The word Lord to some people means the big boy. The word Lord means big cheese. Yeah.
All right.
You know, sometimes people express the word Lord as being a big shot. Somebody who's over something. Somebody like they over their title or they greater. Like for instance, the heavyweight champ. That's a Lord. He's heavyweight.
All right. Come on now.
It means superior. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to break this down this week, and we're going to talk about Lord. We're going to talk about Lord in terms of worship as the creator of all the universe. Some people never understand that when the word Lord is being used like Lord, our Father. Most people understand the word in the Hebrew text as Yahweh.
All right.
Because he was Jehovah. He's a provider. He's over all everything. So when they use the word Lord, it can be used as Jehovah Jireh, the provider. He know he's over all the food. He's over everything.
Yeah.
When you use the word Lord, then it's Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is over everything. And not only that, brothers and sisters, the word Lord has been given to gentlemen, like somebody that's a duke, what do they call those things, a baron. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about what this word Lord means, because there's princes, all kinds of people that have masters. When I think about the word Lord, when I think about the word Lord wasn't a common word. It wasn't common, like you would think it would be common. No. So when Jesus said to these Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees, he was referenced to Leviticus 19 and 14. We'll go there. And we're also going to go to Exodus. But I just want to show you that these are the same Hebrew words here, which will give you the Greek word too. But in Leviticus 19 and 34. Leviticus 19 and 34, it reads like this. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you. I want y'all to hear this now. One who born among you. As one born among you. Underline that. And thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Treat the foreigners the same as a native. Love him like one of your own. Remember that you were once foreigners in Egypt. I am God, your God. Amen.
Yeah. So what God is telling us, in order for you to be on my level, in order for you to continue in my, can I just go on and put it like I'm feeling it? And then it's in line with the word. He said, as long as you love him, you on my level. So we can deal now. But if you don't learn to love, you're not going to be on my level. So when he commands us to love, it ain't he trying to tell us to do something. God wants us on his level.
Amen.
God is love. And the only way you can operate at God's level is to think like God. You got to start developing this, and you develop this kind of love. Deuteronomy 11 and 13 reads like this, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto my commandment, which I command you this day, to love the Lord thy God, and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul.
Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, from now on, if you listen obediently to the commandments that I am commanding you today, love God, your God, and serve him with everything you have within you, he'll take charge of sending the rain at the right time. Amen.
Okay, I want you to see this. I want you to see this. That was the 13th verse. Shoot down to the 22nd verse, and he says this. For if ye shall diligently, oh, I just love this. If you shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I have commanded you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to cleave unto him.
From the Message Bible. That's right. If you diligently keep all this commandment that I command you to obey, love God, your God, do what he tells you, stick close to him. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, God, he wants to be Lord. That means master, ruler, controller of us. So that we could be on his level. So he says, I want you to love me now. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to love me. See, to love God is to love his word. And we're getting into that this week. You people tell me, I love God. Do you really love the Lord thy God? Or do you just love God? Big difference. And you'll see it this week. But brothers and sisters, God wanted us to love. He commanded us to love so we can be on his level. Because he's Lord. He's master.
Amen.
He's controlling. But he is God is love. He is a God
yes.
of love.
Amen.
He is Lord over love.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's why he says, love the Lord your God. Love, and that's over in the book of Joshua, too. It ain't too many books that don't talk about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be able to understand when he says, Lord, what is he talking about? Because I'm thinking, Lord. And then sometimes we'll say, Lord God. But do you know what you're saying?
Mm. All right.
Oh, Lord, my God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Joshua 22:5, he says, but Joshua 22:5, read like this. But take diligent heed to the commandment and to the law, which Moses, thy servant of the Lord, charge you to love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandment and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul.
Mm. Amen. You said that was Joshua 22:5, Pastor?
Correct. And read verse 11 while you're there.
Okay. Amen. Okay. And now, verse 5, and now God, your God, has given rest to your brothers. Just as he promised them, you're now free to go back. And verse 11, the people of Israel heard it. I'm sorry, the people of Israel heard of it. What's this? The Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar facing the land of Canaan at Gilo on the Jordan across from the people of Israel. Amen.
I'm sorry, I meant 23 and 11. I might say 22, but I meant 23. I apologize.
Okay. 23 and 11. Now, vigilantly guard your soul. Love God, your God, because if you wander off and start taking up with these remaining nations still among you, know for certain that God, your God, will not get rid of these nations for you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. If y'all notice, today we're talking about the Lord your God, the Lord your God, the Lord your God. The Lord is your God. Well, know what the Lord is. And you're going to see this week, a lot of time we're going to talk about Lord, and we're going to talk about God in the same breath.
Mm-hmm.
They made it real clear that if you're going to love the Lord, who they understood the Lord was, the one that was directing them, was giving to them, was feeding them, that the Lord was Jehovah Jireh. The Lord was Jehovah Nisi. The Lord was See, they understood the word Lord. And they wouldn't talk about God without talking about who the Lord was.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I'm excited because, see, if you want to develop the God way of thinking, you got to know this stuff. Got to know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't think like, but here's what's really important, brothers and sisters. God gave us love so we can be like him. Man,
thank
that's
you,
a revelated word, brothers and sisters. When God commanded us, when God commanded us to love, listen, brothers and sisters, I want y'all to understand it. He commanded us to love so we would be on his level, so he can deal with us. See, if you can't love, you can't be on God's level. So God wanted to save us, and in order to save us, he had to get us on his level, which happens to be the level of love. How I know that? God is love, and he that love is born of God.
Amen.
People tell you a whole lot of stuff. Oh, I love. No, just because you say you love God doesn't mean you love God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because I park my bicycle in the garage, don't make my bike no car.
All right. Say that.
That's why he says in 1 John 2:5, but whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God, and it's made perfect. That's how you know this stuff, because you keep his word, you obey him. And obeying him is not grievous. That's how you become an overcomer. Remember over there in Revelation, people hear that, but they really haven't understood what that's really saying. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony and the love, not their lies. See, they died. They crucified themselves. And they was resurrected. They became like Christ. So if Christ be in you, seek those things above where Christ sit. Because Christ is Lord. So when you start reading the Old Testament and you'll see it says, love the Lord your God, you separate Lord and God because you're thinking they both the same. No. That's why I say this week is going to be real interesting, and we're going to stop right there. And we're going to get into the word Lord this week and the word and pretty much about God's love, why he told us to keep his commandment so we could be like him. I used to think that meant love God. Yeah. No, he says, if you love me and get my kind of love up in you, you're going to be able to be like me in my image and after my likeness. That's how that's going to work. See? But you can't do it without love. You can't do it without the God kind of love. And forget all that old garbage people that taught us. Forget that. Let the Holy Ghost show you why God is a loving God. He ain't mean. He ain't like what people think he is. That ain't God. God doesn't call the storm to come. He don't call hurricanes to come. That ain't God. Adam used to own all of this. He was over this stuff. Adam was. And he gave it to Satan. So Satan started controlling the thermostat. Satan started turning. So the Bible says he's the prince of the air. I'll show it to you in the scripture. He's the God of this world. 1 Corinthians 4, he's the God of this world, the one you're living in. So you got to know who the Lord thy God is. Got to know that. Okay.
Amen.
All right. Anyone have anything they want to comment on what we said this for? But that's what we're going to talk about this week. So I'm excited.
Amen. Amen. I'd just like to read Revelation 17:14 from the Message Bible, and it reads, they will go to war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will defeat them. Prove that he is Lord over all lords, King over all kings, and those with him will be the called, chosen, and faithful. Amen, amen. Praise God. So I'm looking forward to this lesson, I tell you.
Yeah, you know when David used the word Lord, he wasn't playing. He didn't use that lightly. David said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, amen.
He
could have
said, the Lord is my God. But he said, the Lord is my shepherd. That means something, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
But we'll talk about it this week. And look here. We'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Hallelujah.